Are you struggling to find time to get your banking done between 8 and 5? At FNBC, we understand that you're busy, especially during banker's hours. That's why our iBanker live tellers are available to assist you Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and on Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Simply pull into one of our 14 convenient drive-thrus, tap a screen, and you'll be connected with one of our iBanker live tellers who will quickly get you taken care of and on your way. You and FNBC iBankers, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And we're back here at the start of this fourth quarter, brought to you by Clay Maxey Chevrolet. Mount Home leading 42-7 with a running clock, second down and four as we're approaching midfield. Connor Schultz has done the lion's share of work for Mount Home. But now it's Bellamy in. As Bellamy's going to take the ball around the right side, he's going to put his head down. He's getting first down yardage.
Picking up the first.
Bellamy getting first down yardage as he crosses into pointer territory. First down and 10 as he gets the ball to the 46.
You got to be proud getting some of these substitutions in here, and we're still getting picking up first down, guys.
Yep, Schultz in, back in for Bellamy. This is a running clock no matter what happens here as Wilson takes the snap. He fakes the handoff this time to Schultz, keeps it up the middle, and puts head down to get 3 yards as he gets out to the 43-yard line. Second down and 7 for Mountain Home. So with this win, Mountain Home will be the 3 seed at minimum. They will host a playoff game. They will host a playoff game, and it will be – first. 2 weeks from now against the 6th seed from the – and we may get the 1st seed as Wilson keeps this ball around the right side. He's looking to get first down yards. He runs out of bounds right at the sticks. They're going to give him first down as he gets down to the 35-yard line. But we will host a playoff game at maybe the 2nd round if we can go beat Greenwood. You never know.
That'd be excellent.
But minimum that we're watching, Mark and Laura Case are watching from Mountain Home. Appreciate them. But last time we hosted a playoff game was 2008, Watson Chapel. So if we're the 1 seed, we will host the 2nd round. If we're the 3 seed, we will host, looks like, in the 1st round. But that's kind of where we are. 10 minutes left here. Clay Maxey Chevrolet, as the handoff goes to Schultz up the middle, he picks up 2 yards.
Yeah, I appreciate these guys from Clay Maxey Chevrolet sponsoring this quarter. Maybe we get Eric to holler in, man. We all had some great things on the Bomber Bingo card from Eric, and see what he comes up with tonight. So go see those guys over at Clay Maxey Chevrolet. Great service, great sales. They do a good job.
Wilson's going to take the snap. He's going to hand it off to Schultz. He's going to go straight up the middle. He's going to get down to the 30-yard line. He's going to bring up 3rd down.
Back the spot up.
Third down and 4 at the 30-yard line. Mountain Home looking to get a first down here. 9:06 left in this running clock. Fake handoff. Wilson's going to keep it. He's going to get bottled up at the line of scrimmage. He's actually maybe lose a yard here. He's going to lose 2. So they push him back to the 37-yard line.
Guys, every week we do a fan of the week, and this has been the hard work episode, if you will. So we want to recognize the people that work really hard, and that's Cindy Berg and Robin Queen. They do the ticket stand whenever you walk into the gate. Probably don't get any recognition at all, but tonight we want to recognize them as the Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply Fan of the Week. You guys can go over to Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. They got some fans there for you. They're awesome. They'll get you hooked up.
And I know we have one more ticket person that's on the far side over there, and we'll try to get their name for you as well. Wilson's going to keep the ball here on 4th and 7 as he's going to make a man miss, get to the 25. He's going to get first down yards as he gets pushed out of bounds all the way out to the 22-yard line. 8 minutes left here in this fourth quarter, brought to you by Clay Maxey Chevrolet.
So a big thank you to Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply for sponsoring that. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply.
More than a farm store.
Give them a shout. Go by and see them. They're awesome. We appreciate them sponsoring our Fan of the Week.
Mount Home picks up first down yardage. We're at the Van Buren 22-yard line. Wilson hard count. Looks to the right. 7:44 left here in this running clock. It's fourth quarter, brought to you by Clay Maxey Chevrolet. We appreciate those guys, Eric Stewart, Clay Maxey, and all that they do. If you need them, go look at it. The handoff is going to be to Schultz, and what a great play by Van Buren as they shoot through, make the tackle, loss of 1 yard. I tell you, if I'm the defense right now for Mountain Home, the JV guys over here, they're looking to get ready. Schrable's getting his guys ready over here. I'm sitting there going, come on, boys, punch this thing in or do something. I want to get out here on the field a little bit.
Yeah, let's get out there. That's great. You love this senior night, being in this position.
Wilson hands off to Schultz. Schultz is going to get back to the line of scrimmage. They're going to bottle him up there. No gain, third down and 11 at the 23-yard line. 6:56 left here in this game. Mountain Home going to seal this thing away, leading 42-7.
If we don't pick this up here, it might be an opportunity to showcase that senior kicker.
See what Clark's got there back there, or Ballard won. I think you try Ballard. See, I think Ballard's got a little bigger leg than Clark. Wilson's going to throw. Roll out to the right. It is going to be intercepted. Pass is going to be intercepted at the 15-yard line. Gage rolls out to his right, tries to make the pass. The pass is caught by Van Buren, and there's going to be a turnover at the 15-yard line.
Thank you, Miss Dewey. We appreciate that. She let us know that Sheila Partee.
Sheila Partee. Thank you. Yeah, awesome. That's the other one. That's Sheila Partee.
That's a good superintendent right there. Knows who's working.
Yep.
I mean, that's awesome. So, Sheila, you're going to get a fan, too, from Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. All three of y'all go by. We appreciate that. It's really, really awesome. I wish I had one of those fans.
Yeah, they're pretty sweet.
Might could use one in those overalls.
That's right.
Getting a little hot in there.
Yeah. So, handoff's going to be up the middle for Van Buren as they're going to pick up 3 yards out to the 19-yard line. They took over at the 16.
See a lot of new numbers in there.
Yeah, Peyton Bonehammer Sr.'s in there. Aaron Martin's in there in the middle. She sets her back at linebacker, senior. Van Buren looking to pass, going to throw across the middle. It's going to be caught. Pass is going to be complete out to the 28-yard line. We got first down and 10 at the 28.
This is Bonner Football on Classic Hits, 101.7. KCTT, Yellville, Mountain Home.
Van Buren takes the snap, looking to pass.
Oh, hold.
Going to roll out to his right side. The pass is going to be up. It's going to be caught right at the sticks again. Van Buren looking to march down the field.
Nice tackle there by Will Rawls.
Yep, Williford in there. That is a first down yardage out to the 37-yard line.
Yeah, keep watching Aaron Martin. I mean, he just has no stop in him. He's go, 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 and he's in the backfield every play right now.
Williford going to be dropping back to pass. He's looking to pass. Surveying the field. He's going to be pressured. He's going to throw it out to his receiver. He's going to catch it. He's going to dive close to first down yardage again. You say he's just a yard short as he catches the ball out to the 47-yard line.
Still struggling for Van Buren to move football here, guys.
Yeah, they are. 4:08 left as we got a timeout here on the field. Got an injured player, an injured Van Buren player down here on the right side. It's the only thing that'll stop the clock during the running clock is an injury. There's another one injured over here on the Mountain Home sideline.
Lake Hamilton still leading Shiloh Christian, 9:40 left in the third quarter. I think that's supposed to be the fourth quarter now. I don't think they changed it on their clock.
It is the fourth quarter, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. They just didn't change it on that. So we'll keep an eye on that game with implications on what happens here and what essentially the Bombers go play for next week. So we'll keep an eye on that, keep you updated.
So the injured player is Phillip Steele for Van Buren. He's able to walk off on his own power here. 4:04 left in this game.
Guys, what a day. It's been great. Just the whole experience of home game, senior night, the whole deal. It's just an awesome, awesome day.
So, Eric, did we ask, and Eric Stewart, manager of Clay Maxey Chevrolet did text him. We'll give you what he said as Wilbur throws the ball, and he is going to be hit, but not brought down. The hit is going to be made. The catch is going to be made. He is smoked, stood straight up, but not brought down as he picks up first down yardage. Mount Van Buren into Mountain Home territory down to the 42-yard line. So here's what Eric said. Eric says, Mountain Home's defense is so good that they're changing Van Buren from the pointers to the punters.
That's awesome.
So Wilford's going to roll out and throw. The catch is going to be made right at the sticks as he gets pushed out of bounds with 3:17 left in this game. He said his wife, Taylor, would like to add that if she was hunting for a touchdown, she definitely wouldn't be using a pointer.
Man, they both got jokes. Good ones, too. I think she might have won this week.
Williford's going to go deep. It's going to be intercepted by Hunter Estes. Hunter Estes is going to come across and pick off the ball at the 10-yard line. 2:47 left in this game and a running clock. Mountain Home is going to get the interception and run out of bounds at the 20, and the offense should be able to seal this game away.
Man, when Hunter caught that, he hit that sideline, and he wasn't looking to dodge anybody. He was lowering his shoulder, ready to lay a hit. Beautiful thing to watch.
Now an opportunity for some second-string guys on the Bombers' offense here. We're going to see. They make any more offensive line substitutions?
I can't see up there.
Yeah, I was kind of looking to see if they made any other changes there.
Snap is going to take place with 2 minutes left in this game. Wilson's going to take the snap. He's going to hand off to Elijah Hillstrom. He's going to run off the right side. He's going to pick up positive yardage as he gets all the way out to past the 25 to the 26-yard line. Elijah Hillstrom on the carry. 1:35 left in this game. I look for Mountain Home to kind of take some knees right here.
Yeah, take it easy.
Formation.
Let him run a few plays.
Wilson going to be set to take 1:19 left.
Across the
Van Buren, yeah, it comes across the line of scrimmage. Hard count by Van Buren trying to time the snap up right here. Wilson got him. It's going to be enough for first down yardage as it's a 5-yard penalty. 1:03 left in the game. I think Mountain Home should just be able to take a knee.
Elijah is a sophomore. He's a good-looking kid.
Yeah, he runs the ball hard. That was a great job.
You might have heard Deacon there, the Southern Construction Roofing Company first down there. That was something that Gridiron Club did this year. Pretty awesome for steak dinner. So if you're listening next year, when you hear about the Gridiron Steak Dinner, you're gonna be a part of
that. Yeah, it's gonna be
awesome.
That's
one of the best things that happens in the Mountain Home area and support this football team. And it was, man, that was awesome, Brad. You guys, the Gridiron Club does a great job with that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Community support makes it awesome to be able to do that. And this game is going to be over. The play clock is turned off. The game clock is at 17. Mountain Home is going to put this game away, win 42-7. And they are going to clinch a home playoff game. First time since 2008. Going to clinch a home playoff game. And, man, what an awesome night to be a Bomber. And this one is final. Mountain Home wins 42-7. You've been listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you would do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent James Boyette will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you would do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent James Boyette in Mountain Home today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
White River Materials has earned a reputation.